9:02 already. Okay, good evening. This week's parash is Vayechi, Shabbos Chazak. Erev Shabbos is Asara B'Teves, very unique fast, the only fast that falls out on Friday. Erev Shabbos, on the one hand, that shows us the strictness of the fast, that despite that it's Erev Shabbos and we never establish and a fast down in Erev Shabbos, as the Mishnah in Tainus tells us, and all other fasts have been programmed sort of when they put together the calendar that they will not fall out on Friday. Asara B'Teves, they made sure it wouldn't fall out on Shabbos, but it could fall out on a Friday as it does this year. On the one hand, it shows us the chaymer of the Tainus, as the Avudraham and other places can say that if it would fall out on Shabbos, one would have to fast on Shabbos, being that it's the Aschalta of the Peranusa. On the other hand, perhaps as we'll get to hopefully this evening, there is a positive message, a consolation in the fact that Asara B'Teves is Erev Shabbos. Tonight is also the beginning of what we call the 3 days of darkness, the Gimel Yemei Choshech of Teves, Ches, Tes, and Yud. Ches Teves is when the Torah was translated into Yevonis, with evil intent. The Torah was put into Golus, the Torah was concealed. The whole purpose was to contaminate and to remove the Kedusha of the Torah. Then there was Tes Teves, which many say was the day of the passing of Ezra, which ends the period of Nevuah. Ezra was the last Navi we ever had. Further concealment. And Asara B'Teves, which is the city of Yerushalayim being placed in a siege. As the Navi Yecheskel writes in Perek Chav Dalid, Hashem tells Yecheskel, Ksov lecha, es shem hayom hazeh, be'etzem hayom hazeh, with the date of be'osar lachodesh bo'asiri, which is Asara B'Teves, be'etzem hayom hazeh. Says the Avudraham, the fact that it says be'etzem hayom hazeh by Asara B'Teves, in fact it says it two times in one pasuk, is we equate Asara B'Teves to Yom Kippur, which where it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and just like if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, and it does, it overrides the Shabbos, and we have to fast on Shabbos, so to Asara B'Teves, if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would have to fast. These three events, Ches, Tes, Yud, are all associated with Hester Panim, Meitzar, concealment, constraints, the Torah being translated into Greek, the death of Ezra, no more Nevuah, no more prophecy, and the city of Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk says, Somach Melech Bovel El Yerushalayim. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk there in Yecheskel, Perek Chav Dalet. Somach Melech Bovel El Yerushalayim. Nothing really terrible happened on Asara B'Teves. There was no destruction, there was no death, but it was the beginning, it was the Aschalta, Kol Ascholos Koshos, and it was the beginning that could have gone either way, not necessarily that it had to lead to Shavasa B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia, which is what happened. It could have gone the other way, had Klal Yisrael done Shuvah, and every year there's such a potential. The Chassam Sofer tells us an amazing thing. I haven't seen it inside, but it's quoted in Svarim that are reliable, that I'm still looking for it, that Asara B'Teves is different than the other fasts. He says the other fasts were fasting for what happened already. Asara B'Teves is futuristic. Asara B'Teves, it was something that could have happened. In other words, when the city was placed in a siege, it didn't have to turn out negative. What could have happened was just like by Sancheirev, who also surrounded Yerushalayim, and it ended up that his entire army was killed. The entire army died overnight, and Sancheirev ran away and became a ger. That's what could have happened with the Nebuchadnezzar siege as well. And he says that on Asara B'Teves in Shamayim, every year they judge whether we are ro'i for Bias HaMashiach. Every year on Asara B'Teves is a potential for the Aschalta de Geula, just like it was the Aschalta de Peranusa. It could be the Aschalta de Geula. Very powerful words. And perhaps this year, when it's Erev Shabbos, even more so. The fact that it's Erev Shabbos, which Erev Shabbos, there are the restrictions to the Avelis. Halachically, one has to fast till Shabbos starts. But the fact that it's still Erev Shabbos, it's a festive mood, it's a day that we're getting ready for Shabbos. In many ways, Erev Shabbos, from Lashon Eruv Shabbos, that we know the halacha is the Tosefes Shabbos, that we already feel the Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, so somehow calms, sweetens the fast. It's not such a terrible fast day. Especially, as the Chassam Sofer says, it is the day that is connected to Aschalta the Geula, and to whether or not we are roi for Bias HaMashiach, which we'll get to. The other event that takes place this week, which many Pesachim say, Tes Teves, is the birth of Oisei HaIsh. Oisei HaIsh is associated with Chodesh Teves. Oisei HaIsh is Begematria Chodesh Teves. Natsrus, the religion of Natsrus, of Christianity, which the Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, the uncensored version, that it is a preparation for Bias HaMashiach. It paved the way so that the Goyim believe in the concept of a Messiah, the wrong one, but they believe already in the concept. The concept has been brought down to this world. Famous words of the Rambam, where the Rambam is not defending Christianity, but what he's writing is that he mentions Islam too. He says that these two religions were the basis which prepares the world for the coming of Mashiach. So says the Rambam there. We could perhaps hint it in the words Natsrus ve-Islam. These two words, Natsrus in Hebrew, we call Christianity Natsrus. And the other religion is referred to as Islam, even in Hebrew, Aleph Yud Samach Lamed Mem. Natsrus ve-Islam is Begematria Shomat Smiach Keren LeDavid, which is the Haschala. That's the Eschalta. The Eschalta, the Geula, will come from the spread of these religions in the world. Although it's a negative phenomenon, but it's going to lead to the ultimate geula. L'havir gilulim in ha'aretz, of course, but it paves the way, as the Rambam writes there at the end of Hilchas Melachim, it's kedai to look inside. The parasha that we always read during this time, when these tragedies occurred, the translation of the Torah into Greek, the death of Ezra Malachi, the last Navi, the beginning, the root of Christianity, and the placing of the Yerushalayim in siege, is Vayechi. The parasha of Vayechi is also a very tragic parasha on the outset. Vayechi is the death of Yaakov, the death of Yosef, plunging Klal Yisrael further into the Golus of Mitzrayim. It starts in Vayigash, it continues in Vayechi, it intensifies in Shemos. There's a lot of histalkus hashchina in this parasha, perhaps more than we find in any other parasha. The shchina leaves Yaakov. He wants to reveal the kates. The shchina leaves him. He wants to bench Menashe and Ephraim. Histalka mimenu shchina. He sees Rishoyim coming out of Menashe and Ephraim. Yosef passes away in this parasha. Vayechi is a parasha stuma. It's closed. It's concealed. On the one hand. On the other hand, this is the parasha of Mashiach. Giloi HaKeitz. Yaakov wants to reveal the Keitz here, which means that the Keitz is here. It's just, it's concealed, but it's here. Ad Ki Yavo Shiloh. Shiloh, Mashiach, is mentioned for the first time in Parashas Vayechi. Don. Yehi don nochosh alei derech. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. As the Medrash says, that Yaakov saw Shimshon, the descendant of Don, and he thought that Shimshon was Mashiach. Yehi Don Nachash, Nachash B'Gematria Mashiach. Lishu Osecha Kivisi Hashem. We know in the bracha that we ask for Mashiach, which is Es Tzemach David Avdecha Meheres Atzmiach, we say, V'karno Torem Bishu Osecha Ki Lishu Osecha Kivinu Kol Hayom. That's the bracha where we specifically ask for Tzemach David, for Bias HaMashiach, every single day in Shmoina Esrei, and there the bracha was instituted by Anshe Knesset HaGedola with the words Lishu Osecha. Yeshuas Hashem is Bias HaMashiach. Lishu Osecha Kivisi Hashem is this week's parasha. And we're in the bracha given to Don, the lowest of the Shvatim. Don is the month of Teves. As we mentioned, Teves corresponds to Don. Don to Teves. Why? Why is it there? When we look at the beginning of this parasha, we find the pasuk tells us that Yaakov is asking Yosef, basically commanding Yosef, asking him to swear that he will bury him in Eretz Yisrael, take him out of Mitzrayim. And then later, Yosef, after finding out that Yaakov is sick, Yosef brings Menashe and Ephraim for their final farewell, the bracha that they receive from Yaakov, which he blesses them. And in the middle there, in the middle, which all Mefarshim have difficulty with this pasuk, it says, "Va'ani bevoyi mi padon, meisa olai Rochel." The Eretz Kanan Baderech, Ba'od Kivras Eretz. Yaakov mentions Misas Rochel here. And all the Mefarshim ask, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? So Rashi says, he told him, even though I am burdening you with the task of burying me in Eretz Yisrael, and you know that with your mother I didn't do so, and I know you're upset at me for that, Libcha Olai, I could have taken her, it wasn't that far, and I buried her in the middle of the road there, where Kever Rochel is, across from the gas station, wherever, there was no gas station then, but now. And of course, Yaakov is sort of excusing himself, and basically, as Rashi says, he's saying, it was Al Pi HaDibur, that's where I was told to bury her, so that she can help her children later when they will be exiled by Nebuzaradan. Rochel comes out on her grave and cries, the famous Nevuah in Yirmiyahu Amaralef, Koil Barama Nishma, and Hashem says, Yesh Sachar Lepula Seich, V'shavu Bonim L'Gvulam. Rashi quotes the Nevuah here. What is this Pasuk doing here? Even according to Rashi, it doesn't belong here, if anything, it belongs before, where he asks him to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. That's where he should say, I know you're upset that I didn't do the same to your mother, so you should know there was a reason. That's not where it says it. It says it here, when he's giving the bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, Ephraim and Menashe keruvein v'shimon yihiyu li, and then Yaakov's Ruach HaKodesh leaves him again as soon as he mentions Misas Rochel, and he is upset with Menashe and Ephraim. He foresees Rishoyim coming out of Menashe and Ephraim, and he says, Mi'ele, as Rashi says, Bikesh levorcham v'nestalka shchina mimenu. Who are these that I see coming out of your children? Yeravam ben Nevat, Achav, Yehu ben Nimshi. And Yosef, it says, shows him the Ksu ben the Eris, and Yosef wasn't sure exactly what was bothering Yaakov, and then Yosef davens that his Ruach HaKodesh should return, and it does, and he says, Kochem no eliva avarchem. And then afterwards the Torah tells us that Yaakov can't see well, Ve'ena Yisrael kovdu mizoyken layuchal lirois, where he puts Ephraim before Menashe. Yosef claims Menashe should be before Ephraim, insists, and Yaakov says, no, I know what I'm doing. Hamalach ha-gol osimi kol rov, yidgol rov bekerev ha-oretz. Till the brachas that Yaakov gives to the Shvatim, which is basically the end of Yaakov on this earth, physically, Yaakov lo meis, but that's how the parsha ends. Up until the burial, and then comes the travel to Eretz Yisrael, and at the end of the parsha, Yosef passes away. The Pri Tzadik says that there are 12 parashios in Sefer Bereishis. The 12 parashios in Sefer Bereishis, he says, correspond to the 12 months of the year, to the 12 Shvatim, to the 12 boundaries of the universe, the Yud Beis Gevulei Alachson, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Bereishis is called Sefer Yetzirah. Bereishis is called Sefer HaYosher in Tanakh, but it's also called the Sefer Yetzirah. It's the book of creation. And therefore, the whole Bereishis is the entire Berea, from beginning to end. We even went out the further Chumash, the Chumash Bereishis itself. So Parshas Bereishis is the beginning of creation, Vayechi is the end of creation. Vayechi is the Parsha that symbolizes our generation. Vayechi is the era, the epoch, the era of Ikfas the Mashiach, the time we're in now, the time of confusion, time of concealment, Parshas Stuma, which is Vayechi, a Parsha Stuma. But here's where the Kates, Giloy HaKates is here. Shiloh is mentioned here. The Aschalta de Geula is here. And perhaps we can say that Vayechi is Teves. That's why it's always read in Teves. Teves, done, the lowest of the Shvatim. That's Vayechi. And the Yeshua is mentioned in the Bracha of Don. The Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, when it gets so bad it can't get any worse, when we cry out, Yeshua Secha Kivisi Hashem, because there's no one else we can rely on, as the Mishnah ends off in Saita, Ein Lanu Lihi Sho'ein Ela Alavinu Shabashamayim, which is our generation, clearly, and we are the Dunites, as the Sfarim say, that the neshamas of our generation are the neshamas of Dun, the lower levels, the Neflotim, the Nechsholim, Teves. That's our time. But the Nechama is in this parasha, that this Dun is the one who gets the brach of Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. The Yeshua happens. Yaakov sees the Yeshua in Dun. First he sees it in Shimshon. Shimshon, Vayered, Shimshon, Timnasa, Shimshon goes down, Shimshon goes where no one else goes. Shimshon, like Chanukah is on the left, on the outside, as mentioned in previous weeks, Shimshon goes into the Plishti lifestyle, marries Plishti women, and through what he does, which seems to be negative, Shimshon is Payal Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, but when he sees Shimshon being killed, he realizes Shimshon is not the Goel. So Yaakov says, Lishuasacha kivisi Hashem. As the Medrash says here, it's interesting if one thinks into this, that if not for the death of Rachel, if not for Misas Rachel, when it happened. Rachel dies an untimely death. Rachel dies at the age of 36. And the Balaturim tells us that Yaakov loses 33 years of his life. Yaakov was supposed to live 180 years like his father. He only lives 147. Why did he live 33 years less than his father? Says the Balaturim, because he said when Lavan came looking for his idols, for the trophim. So Yaakov said, Im asher timsa es Elohecha lo yichye. Anyone who has your idols should not live. And because of that, as Rashi tells us there in Parshas Vayetzei, Mesa Rochel Badorech. That's why Rochel died. He cursed. He said, Lo yichye, and the curse of a tzaddik, Kilal aschachem afilu al tanai hi ba'a. And therefore, Rochel passes away earlier than she's supposed to. And Yaakov also passes away earlier than he's supposed to. Yaakov is supposed to live 180 years. 33 years are decreased from his life, according to the Balaturim, as a result of the Lo Yichya. So we see here, Misas Rachel and Yaakov dying before he's supposed to are connected. And in fact, that's perhaps the reason why the Torah says this here. Yosef is wondering, why is Yaakov calling him and giving him the final, his will and the brachas? He's looking at his father. You're only 147 years old. Yes, it's true that Yitzchak gave brachas to Yaakov, or to Esav, to Yaakov, when he calls them, and he says, Lo yadati yaymosi, and he was only 123 years old, and he lived till 180. But there Rashi explains why. He was afraid a person is supposed to be concerned 5 years, Rashi says, 5 years before or 5 years after a parent's lifespan. So he was worried that maybe he's only going to live as long as his mother, and his mother died at the age of 127. What's Yaakov worried about here? Yitzchak lived till 180, so he's got time. And even Rivka, if Yaakov is concerned that perhaps he'll live 5 years as much less or more than his mother, the Midrashim said that Rivka was 133 when she passed away. So Yaakov's passed out of it. He doesn't have to worry about that. He's 147. So says the Pasuk, you know why Yaakov tells Yosef that I'm concerned, and I know that it's now? Because Ba'ani bevoyi mipadon meisa olai Rachel. Rachel died because of me. She died an untimely death. Olai, it's my fault. And in the middle of the road, but she died earlier because I said what I shouldn't have said. And as a result, he says, I'm going to die 33 years earlier. And that's why I'm telling you this now, which could make Sukkim fit here a little, could understand it a little better. But I'll be panemius and a little deeper. If not for the death of Rachel, a lot would not have happened. Number one. Reuven would not have sinned. Even though the Gemara says, Kaloima Reuven Chota Eina Elatoya, the Gemara says in Shabbos, nevertheless, the Pasuk says, Vayishgav Reuven Bilha Pilegesh Aviv. In this week's parasha, Reuven Bechoriata Koichi Vereshis Oini, Pachas Kamaim Al Toysar, Kiolisa Mishkeve Avicha, Oschil Alta Yitzubi Allah. So there was a pegam. And that pagam was only because of the death of Rachel. Had Rachel not died, this never would have happened. As we know, what happened? Reuven took the way most Mepharshim learn, he was mevalbel, the bed of his father. He took the bed of his father out of the tent of Bilhah and brought it into the tent of Leah. He was toiveya elboin imai. He was very concerned about his mother's embarrassment. His mother would be hurt. So enough, he said, that during Rachel's lifetime, my mother was second. Now, Bilhah. Had Rachel not died, this would not have happened. More than that, if Rachel was still alive, Mechiras Yosef would not have happened. Why? Because if one looks at the story in Parshas Vayeshev, one looks at the dreams, and everyone knew in dreams in those days were taken seriously. If they were serious dreams, they were taken seriously, they were nevuah. Yosef dreams, Hine Hashemesh v'hayoreach v'achad osur koichovim mishtachavim li. And he says it over when his father's there too, because he wanted it to be interpreted. He knew it was a nevuah. They thought he was just teasing them, and that's what he thinks about all day. And what did Yaakov say? Moach aloim hazeh asher cholomta havoi novoi. Some say it's hinted in the words asher cholomta havoi reish ches lamed mem tovei rochel mesa. Rachel's dead. Who's the moon over here? The sun, Yaakov said, is obviously me. The moon is your mother, and the 11 stars are the Shvatim, but this can't be true because he says your mother is dead. He didn't know, according to the first Pshat in Rashi here, that it's referring to Bilhah, who brought up Yosef like a mother. Bilhah was Yosef's stepmother. And we see here from Chazal and a few other places too, that Bilhah brought up Yosef and Binyamin. Bilhah was their mother. And therefore, this dream was emes la'amitoi. The dream was true. But Yaakov and the Shvatim certainly looked at it that it's not true because it can't be true because Rachel's not alive. So that means the whole dream is batel and mevutel. It's not a nevuah. It's sheker. And it's just his thinking that he wants to rule. That's why he dreams about this. And he's chayiv misa because he's not supposed to rule. He's not supposed to be a melech. Why should he be a melech? If Rachel had not died, this would not have happened. Meaning, the Pashtus, because if Rachel didn't die, then the dream is true. And then there's nothing to say. It's true. It's nevuah. The Oreach is Rachel. They would not have sold Yosef. It's hindsight. Obviously, this is not what happened. But what could have happened, if Rachel didn't die, Reuven doesn't sin, the brothers would not have sold Yosef, the Olam HaTikun would have taken place. Yaakov would live the full life. And Yaakov would be able to bring the Geula, which is what he's trying to do here by being Megalad Akeitz. We see further in the parasha there in Vayeshev. Reuven, and here's the connection between Reuven and Yosef, because these two chatoyim, the chet of Reuven moving the bed, and the Mechira, which are the two main chatoyim discussed in these parashas, are really related. The Shvatim, the way they understood it, after Rachel's death, Leah is the Akeres Habayis. When Rachel was alive, everyone knew she is the Akeres Habayis. She is Eishes Yaakov. B'nei Rachel, Eishes Yaakov. The Torah says clearly that everyone understood that Rachel is the Akeres Habayis. That's who Yaakov really wanted to marry. And Rashi even brings it in Parshas Vayetze when the Pasuk says that Yaakov calls for Rachel and Leah to come to the field, and it says Rachel before Leah, says Rashi, he hoisa ikar habayis. It's because of her that Yaakov joined with Lavan to begin with. And it says, and even the children of Leah admit, because Boaz and his Bezdin, who were from Shevet Yehuda, say, Kerochel ukeleah ashabonu shtehem hikdimu Rochel Leah. That means the Bnei Leah admit that Rochel is first. And therefore Rochel is the Akeres Habayis. And if Rochel was alive, and Yosef is the oldest. Yosef is Rachel's oldest, and certainly Yosef deserves to be a melech, whether it's Bechor or melech, whatever. Yosef certainly deserves a certain position, being the Bechor of Rachel, and Rachel is Eshes Yaakov, and she's the Akeres Habayis. But now that Rachel is gone, it's Leah. So Leah is the Akeres Habayis, and therefore it transfers to Leah, and that's what Reuven felt, and all the Shvatim felt that way. And the Pella is that Reuven was in it as well. Reuven was also involved with Mechiras Yosef, up until, as we'll see in a moment. Reuven agreed with the Shvatim, We don't find that he didn't agree until after. Reuven agrees with them that this is not a chalom emes, because Rachel is dead. So who else? And it says Yoreach. So clearly it's Sheker, and therefore Yosef has to be punished. But where does the change take place? The change takes place when the pasuk tells us they call him Hinei Baal HaChaloimois Halozeh Bo. Why are they referring to him to the Baal HaChaloimois? It's Shek, the dreamer. It's not a nevuah. It's just a chaloim. It's a dream. This is what he thinks about. Let's kill him, throw him into one of the pits, and we'll say that a wild animal consumed him. Then the pasuk ends off. V'nire ma yihiyu chalomosov. So Rashi here says, they didn't say it. Ruach HaKodesh says it. V'nire ma yihiyu chalomosov. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ruach HaKodesh omeres kein. How do you know they didn't say it? It sounds like a sarcastic remark. They said, let's throw him into the pit and we'll claim that an animal killed him. Let's see what's going to be with his dreams. That's how simply we'd understand the pasuk. Rashi says from the Medrash, that's not pshat. The Shvatim were not sarcastic. There's no sarcasm over here. They meant l'shem shamayim. If they were sarcastic, then that means that the whole thing was just plain sinner. There's no sarcasm here. They really believe they're doing the right thing. So who said v'nirim ayu chalamos? So Rashi says, it can't be they said it, because of course the dreams are over. If he's killed, it's in Shemayim. A baskol came out from Shemayim and said, "Let's see what v'nira mayihu chalomos." If you call him the bala chalomos, every detail of that chalom is emes. Next pasuk, vayishma reuven vayatzilehu miyadam. What happened over here? Only one person, only one of the shvatim heard that baskol. Says the Yalkut Reuveni. Many mefarshim ask, but Reuven heard what? What did Reuven hear? He's involved. He's part of this whole thing. What do you mean, Reuven heard? And the others didn't hear. Reuven heard the v'nire mayiyu chalomosov. So Reuven heard that it was a chalom emes, and that Yosef is a tzaddik. That's why right away vayatzilehu miyodam, and he realized they didn't hear it. Only he heard it. So obviously it's been a shemaim. He heard it, so that he should do something about it. But there's more to it than that. Reuven felt that he was doing the right thing until now, when he moved the bed out of his father's, out of Bilhah's tent, his father's bed out of Bilhah's tent. We don't find before this that he was chastised for doing it. Doesn't say anything. And Vayishlach, it just says, Vayishkav Reuven as Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv. Then it says, Vayishma Yisroel, but doesn't say that Yaakov tells him anything. Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar. No, man. It's not until an hour in Parshas Vayichi that Yaakov tells him, Pachas kamayim al tosar ki olisa mishkevei avicha. So when did Reuven himself realize that he did something wrong? Because again, he thinks he's right. Rachel's not here anymore. Leah is Akeres HaBayis. That's where the bed of Yaakov belongs. Like the Shechina was in one Beis HaMikdash, and after that Beis HaMikdash comes the next Beis HaMikdash, or the next Mishkan. As Mefarshim explained the parallel between that and the Mishkan. The answer is, Reuven felt he was right. But why was he wrong? Because when Rachel is gone, Bilhah took over. Not Leah, Bilhah. Bilhah is the replacement for Rachel. That's the chiddush here. Bilhah was such a tzaddikas. Bilhah was the one who brought up Rachel's family. You don't find that by Zilpah. Zilpah did not bring up the children of Leah. It wasn't Negeah. Leah was alive. But Zilpah was not their stepmother. Zilpah took care of her own children. Took care of God and Asher. But Bilhah, besides taking care of Dan and Naphtali, took care of Yosef and Binyamin. So Bilhah is like Bimkom Rachel. She's the stepmother, so she's Rachel. That's why the dream is Emes. The dream is Emes, as Rashi says, because he didn't know that it was referring to Bilhah. Shegidlosoi ke'imai. That means the dream reveals to us, and the dream is Emes. The Hayoreach is not referring to Rachel, it's referring to Bilhah. But that's not his mother, it's his stepmother. Doesn't matter. She brought him up, she took care of him, she's the mother. And therefore, Reuven now knows that he made a big choice when he moved the bed out of Bilhah's tent. He doesn't know until now. Vayishma Reuven, why? Because he heard the v'nirim ayu chalomosav. It means the chalom is emes. If the chalom is emes, then I had no right to take the bed out of Bilhah's tent, because she is bimkom Rachel. That's why you first find Reuven doing tshuva now. What does the pasuk say? When it came to the actual mechira, Vayoshev Reuven el Habor. Where was Reuven till now? So Rashi says two interpretations. One is, Shaya Osuk Bisako Bitaniso. What's up is now? Why is he doing that now? The brothers are about to sell Yosef. Such a major thing is going on. He's busy now. Think something which happened 9 years earlier, he's busy with. So most who learned this parasha say that he was always doing tshuva. He was constantly doing tshuva for this chait.
For what's happened? Why dafka this day? Why is this day different? The Teretz says, till now he did not do tshuva for this chait, because he didn't think it was a chait. He didn't think that Yaakov should be putting the bed in Bila's tent. Leah is the Akeres Abayis. Now he realizes that Bila is Bimkoim Rachel. He sees it from the dream. He's the one who heard Venira Mayuchal Mosav. So that's why now he's Osik Pesako Vitaniso. These chatoyim would not have happened if not for Misas Rachel. So Yaakov is saying more than just that I'm going to die 33 years earlier than I'm supposed to because I cursed, I said Lo Yichya, and Rachel died as a result. She died on untimely death, and therefore I'm also dying earlier. That's why I have to talk to you about my death now. Yaakov is saying that the whole history of Klal Yisrael, and the history of the world till today, till 5771-2010, is all because of Misas Rachel. There's Asara B'teves only because of Misas Rachel. Bevoyi mipadan meso alai Rachel. These five words. Bevoyi mipadan meso alai Rachel is begematria Asara B'teves. Asara B'teves is when it started. That's the Aschalta of the Puranusa. It starts in the Chodesh of Dun. Dun is the lowest of the Shvatim, but Dun is the Bechor of Bilhah. Bilhah, the tzadekes, Bilhah was Megadol Yosef. Bilhah was the stepmother of Yosef who takes over being the Akeres Habayis. If we look at it, I haven't seen this anywhere. It's my own idea, but if it's Emes, good. If not, it sounds nice anyway. Hopefully it's Emes. Every person has a right to be Mechadesh. Every person has the right to delve into the Torah, and you hope that you come to the Emes. The Medrash says the four Machanois of Klal Yisrael were headed by firstborns to some degree, or a melech. For example, the Machana of Yehuda was Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun. They camped on the east of the Mishkan. Then came Reuven, Shimon, Gad. Then came Ephraim, Manasseh, Binyamin, and then came Don, Osher, Naphtali. So Reuven is the head of his Machana, which is Tammuz of Elul. Reuven is the Bechor, so he should be the head. Yehuda is the melech. So he should be the head. That's Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. That's Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun. We understand Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev is Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin. Not Menashe, Ephraim. That's because of this week's parasha. By Yosim es Ephraim, Lefnei Menashe. Rashi says, the Nesiyim, Chanukas, Hanesiyim, the Degolim, that Ephraim comes before Menashe. So Ephraim is considered the Bechor. Which incidentally is also what Yaakov is telling Yosef here. You're probably wondering, he's saying to Yosef, why I am appointing Ephraim to be the Bechor. It's not genetically correct. So he tells him, Va'anino sati l'cho shchem achad alachech. I did the same for you. I took the Bechor away from Reuven and I gave it to you, which is what it's talking about. Who do I take it? I took it away from Esav, which is all connected, meaning Yaakov takes the Bechor away from Esav, even though he's the oldest. Reuven has it taken away from him and given to Yosef in some ways, as the pasuk Neshchem Achad Al Achecha. Yaakov is giving Yosef the Bechor, according to the second Mishnah and Rashi here. And Ephraim is getting it before Menashe. This whole thing is how Yaakov is telling Yosef, he's teaching Yosef, the Bechor doesn't go by who's born first, it goes by who deserves it. So Ephraim is the Roish of his Machana, which is Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, and that's the Machana that camped on the west. Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin. What about the last Machana, which is Dun, which is in the north? So who heads that Machana? Dun. It's Dun, Naphtali, Osher. Why does Dun have this chus of being the head of his Machana, which Dun is Teves? That's Teves, Shvat, Adar. This is the last portion of the year. When we count from Nisan is now, starting now. Teves, Shvat, Adar, because Dun is the Bechor of Bilhah. And it's a schar for Bilhah. Bilhah, because she brought up Yosef HaTzadik. And in fact, it was the birth of Dun that causes that Yosef should be born. As we mentioned in previous years, that Rachel was zeicha to have a child because she gave Bilhah to Yaakov. So because Dun was born, she was zeicha to Yosef. Because Naphtali was born, she was zeicha to Binyamin. So Yosef and Dun are related. And Don is zeichet to be the head of his machana, the machana Don, which is Don Naphtali Osher, which is Teves Shvat Adar, because Bilhah is the Akeres Habayis, because Bilhah is Megadel Yosef. Bilhah is the stepmother who nurtures, who takes care of not only her own children, but the children of Rachel. So Don is zeichet. On the one hand, he's the lowest of the Shvatim, and Don is the idol worshiper among the Shvatim, as it's brought down Pesel Micha from Don. Ubenei Don Chushim. Dan was with an echshalim and the neflotim in Ha'anon, but at the same time in our parasha we learned that Shimshon is a descendant of Dan. Shimshon, who's so great that Yaakov mistakes him that he could possibly be the Goyal Acharon. Possibly he's Mashiach. V'nei Dan Chushim, Chushim Oisius Mashiach. Asara B'teves is the Aschalta of the Puranusa. Asara B'teves, this year is Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a Yom Toiv. It's also Huchbal Boiki Toiv. It's also a day in which Hashem said Toiv twice, just like on Tuesday. It says it on Friday too. Toiv Ma'oid, not only Toiv, but Toiv, and then afterwards Toiv Ma'oid. Vayarelhim is Kol Asherosa V'hinei Toiv Ma'oid. Vayhi Erev Vayhi Vayki Yom Hashishi. And this week, it's Asara B'teves. So Asara B'teves, this week, this year, is sweetened. It's not as sad, because it's Erev Shabbos. You're preparing for Shabbos. Yes, we're going to Shul Mincha, we're going to be laning Vayichal, if Mashiach's not here yet, like on a fast day. But L'maisa Shabbos is coming. It's a fast that takes us straight into Shabbos. There is no fast like that. Never is there a fast that when the fast is over, it's Shabbos. As if to say, this is the last fast. That's it. You're going straight into Shabbos. It's Aschalta de Geula. It's Aschalta de Puranusa, but it could be the Aschalta de Geula. That's Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi tells us that in Parshas Vayechi is like Erev Shabbos. It's the last parsha of Sefer Bereishis, which takes us into Sefer HaGeula. Sefer Shemos is Sefer HaGeula. The Ramban and other Mefarshim call Shemos the Sefer HaGeula, although it starts off with Golos, Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael HaBoyim Mitzrayim. But that's where the Geula starts. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Parshas Shemos. Va'era, you have the four Lashonis of Geula, the Makos, and then of course Parshas Bo is already Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shoivavim coming up. Those are the 6 weeks. This year there's 8 weeks, because it's a leap year. So even though Vayechi begins with a concealment, it begins with a stum. Parshas Vayechi starts off sosum, but it ends off with a tremendous harchava. It ends off with a big space, a space. After Vayechi, there's a bigger space than any of the parashas till now. Vayechi is a stuma, and yes, it looks like it's connected to Vayigash, and the Baal Kori has a hard time finding where Vayechi starts when he looks at the beginning of the laning. True, it's a parasha stuma, but it ends with a tremendous revach. You don't find that by any of the other parashas. The other parashas, between Bereishis and Noach, there's a space of 9 letters. Between Noach and Lech Lecha, there's a space of 9 letters, and so on. Between Vayigash and Vayechi, only a space of 1 letter. But after Vayechi and Shemos, there's a huge space. There's relief. Ben Hametzar El Hamerchav. Because on the one hand, Vayechi is the parasha of Golos, Vayechi is parasha Stuma, Vayechi is Asara B'Teves, Vayechi is Teves. But in Teves, in Asara B'Teves, lies, just like in Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach, as the Medrash says. Noilad Moshion Shel Yisrael. The same Asara B'Teves is the Aschalta de Geula. It's the beginning of the redemption, as the Chassam Sofer, as we quoted before. Because it has the potential to be the Aschalta de Geula. And it's the day in which we're being judged whether we're Roy for Bias HaMashiach. And when is Mashiach supposed to come? Erev Shabbos, meaning Erev, the Elef Hashishi, Erev, the Yom Shekulei Shabbos HaMenucha L'Chaya HaElamim, which we're in that time now according to everyone. Everyone agrees that in the year 5771, Topshin Ayin Aleph, we are already holding an Erev Shabbos. After Chatzos. And this year, Asara B'Teves, which is the potential Aschalta de Geula, is Erev Shabbos. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol, the last words of Yaakov Avinu, given to Binyamin, the last of the Shvatim, Binyamin, Oisius Minyan Yud Beis, which many say Vayechi corresponds to Binyamin, the last of the Shvatim. The last words of Yaakov, when he benches all the Shvatim, is V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. So Rashi says this refers to Purim. That v'lo erev, after Nebuchadnezzar, v'lo erev, Rashi says, af mishetishka shimshon shal Yisroel, even after the sun sets for the Jewish people, because Nebuchadnezzar came and exiled them, yechalek sholol, there's a Purim, Mordechai v'Esther, Shehemi Binyamin. And perhaps v'lo erev is referring to Asara B'Teves. Erev is Rosh Teves, Ro'as Asara B'Teves. The tragedy of Asara B'Teves. In between Chanukah and Purim is Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves prepares us for Purim. Asara B'Tevis is the Aschalta de Geula. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol is Begematria Lefnei Hashem Tit Horu. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur and Asara B'Tevis are compared, as the Avudraham says. By both it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by Yom Kippur, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by Asara B'Tevis. And Yom Kippur is Lefnei Hashem Tit Horu. Tells us the Chassam Sofer on that pasuk in Yecheskel, Somach Melech Bovel El Yerushalayim. So he says, if you take the word Bovel and you connect it to Yerushalayim, that's 586 plus 34, he says, is equal to 620. That's either Keser or Chas V'Shalom Kores. Meaning, it could have gone either way. Somach Melech Bovel, the Melech juxtaposed, he put Bovel and Yerushalayim next to each other. Bavel Yerushalayim, Bilbul, he's trying to conceal Yerushalayim, putting a matzah on Yerushalayim. It could either be Chas V'Shalom Kores, or it could be Keser. Lefnei Hashem Titoru. Titoru is Begematria Keser. Asara B'Tevis can go either way. Asara B'Tevis could either be a day of the Aschalta de Puranus or the Aschalta de Geula. That's up to us. Reuven corresponds to Tammuz. Reuven we know is Tammuz. And Dun is Teves. Tammuz and Teves are both very similar. Both of these months, what Tammuz is in the summer, Teves is in the winter, both have fast days, both are days of Din. Tammuz is the month of the Egel, Chet HaEgel, which also came about because of Pachas, a rush, rushing. They didn't want to wait. They didn't have the patience to wait for Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayar ha'om ki boishesh Moshe. Reuven pachas. Reuven rushes, an act of impulsively. He removes the bed from Bilhah's tent. So Reuven is Tammuz, Chodesh Tammuz, and Dan is Chodesh Teves. These 2 months, Tammuz and Teves, will have a tikkun. Will be elevated. Yaakov says, Hamalach ha-goyel oisi mikol ra. Oisi is Begematria Teves. Oisi mikol ra is Begematria Chodesh Tammuz. What will happen? V'yidgul aroiv bekerev ha-oretz. V'yidgul aroiv bekerev ha-oretz, Rashi says, like fish. Fish multiply, and no ayin hara is shoylate in fish. As we mentioned last week, the month of Teves corresponds to the letter ayin. Every month is a different letter. The month of Teves is the Ayin. Himlich ois Ayin Beroyge, it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Tammuz, says the Arizal, corresponds to the Oy, to the Ayin. You know, Teves is the letter Ayin, and Tammuz is the Ayin, is the Oy. So both have to do with Oys. These months are months which, unfortunately, are months of Ayin Hora. Himlech Ois Ayin. This was the month of Asara B'Teves. Tammuz, Shavasa B'Tammuz. Our job is to be Mevatel the Ayin. To be Mevatel the Ayin Hora. The Yidgul Aroiv Bekerev Ha'oretz. That's what we learn in the Parash of Ayachi. Hamalach HaGoyel is what we say before we go to sleep. As we enter the nighttime, as we get into the Marois HaLaila, as we get ready for the night, the Midas HaDin of night, we say Hamalach HaGoyel. So too, as we enter the month of Teves, we say Hamalach HaGoyel Oisimi Kol Ra. Teves is the Marois HaLaila, as mentioned last week, the nighttime, the Golos, the cold, dark nights of the year corresponding to the Golos. The Yidgul Aroiv Bekerev Ha'oretz. The Yidgul Aroiv Bekerev Ha'oretz is Begematria Somach Melech Bovel El Yerushalayim. Somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim started, or it could have led to the strengthening of the Beis HaMikdash. On the contrary, Samach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim is Begematria Beis HaMikdash. Just like the words V'yidgul Aroiv V'kerev Ha'oretz. The Ayin Ra is Nishapech to Ayin Toiv. We say, Yeshuas Hashem Keheref Ayin. Literally, what does that mean? That the Yeshua comes in the blink of an eye. There's another Taich. The Yeshua of Hashem comes when Heref Ayin, when we remove the Ayin. Heref means to remove. Eis lasis la Hashem heferu tayrosechov, yim hofer yofer. The job of the Yid is to remove the Ayin Ra, the Ayin of Teves. Himlich ois Ayin b'Teves. Shimshon, it says, holach achar Einov. And lefikach nakru plishtim es Einov. And then when he was blinded, he asks Hashem, Lishuwascha kivisi Hashem, he asks Hashem for schar, for the second eye, for Olam Haba. And that's why right after Chanukah, after Asara B'Tevis, come the days of Shoivivim. During these days, we're supposed to be working on Tikkun Ho'enayim, Tikkun Abris, Tikkun Ho'enayim, bring Mahapich, the Ayin Ra, to Ayin Toiv, Yidgul Aroiv Bekerav Ha'oretz, Chodesh Tammuz, Chodesh Teves, says Begematria, Yismachu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz. The Tachlis, the end will be that these 2 months will be months of Simcha, months of Geula, Aschalta de Geula, complete Geula. Samach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim. Samach will be from Lashon Smicha, support, instead of siege. Mefarshim ask, why does it say Samach? It should say Tsar. Tsar, which is the word usually used for siege. Samach means to support. What is Samach Melech Bavel el Yerushalayim, which is what happened on Asara B'Tavis? Because it could have been support. It could have gone either way. Either it would have led to support because of Klal Yisrael would have done Shuva. They were all in one matzav. They were all in a ghetto. They were all surrounded by the siege of Nebuchadnezzar. Had they done Shuva? Had they united properly? Ke'ish echod b'leiv echod. Then Nebuchadnezzar would have left, like Sancheriv left. And every year, Asara B'Tevis has the potential of being Somach rather than Sar. Somach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim. And here in the parasha we see it. Yaakov says to the brothers, Hey Osfu, v'agidu lachem, Esa sheyikra eschem ba'acharis hayomim. Acharis hayomim, Vayichi is the parasha of Acharis hayomim. Yaakov says, you want Geula, you have to unite. Hey Osfu. He kovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, v'shimu el Yisrael avichem, and it says, as we know what the Gemara says in Pesachim, that they all cried out and they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which hints to us, it says, Nistalka Mimenu Shechina, the Shechina leaves Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov is plunged into darkness, into concealment. And what do the Shvatim say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In the times of darkness, a Yid cries out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Amunah. Shema is with the large Ayin. The bittel of the Ayin of Teves, the Ayin Hora, V'yidgul arayv bekerav ha'oretz, Einei Hashem el tzadikim, Ein Hashem el yireyav. We should talk about zeichet to what the Ateris Yeshua, the Imrei Noyam, write, that Teve stands for Sikademenu Birchois Toiv. It's a phrase in Kapitel Chof Aleph of Tehillim, which is the kapitel that talks about Mashiach. Hashem ba'ozcha yismach melech, yismach ois yis Mashiach, uvishuosecha togel me'oid. Again, Lishuasacha Kivisi Hashem, Lishuasacha refers to the Yeshua of Hashem, the Yeshua of Mashiach, Kapitel Chaf Aleph of Tehillim, Sekademenu Birchais Toiv Rosh Teves Teves. And this Zman now, that we start now, which is the Zman, the Shoivivim, and after Asara B'Teves, all leads to Purim, this year to Purim Katan, and then to Purim Godel, Vilo Erev Yechalek Sholol, and even before that, we should all be Zoichetaka to Yeshua's Hashem Keherev Ayin. And this year, Asara B'Tevis should be Nishapech to a Yom of Simcha, Yehovchu Yomim Eilu L'Sosein U'L'Simcha, L'Mayadim Toivim, and to the Tikkun of Misas Rochel, and to the 33 years that are missing from Yaakov's life. That's why in the parasha of Gilei HaKeitz, the Pella is, in this parasha of Gilei HaKeitz, there are 33 psukim. From Pasuk Aleph, where Yaakov calls the brothers together, Hey Osfu V'Agid Alachem, until he says, till the last pasuk, Vayigva Vayosef Alamav, there are 33 psukim corresponding to the 33 years that Yaakov is missing, and that's why in the Haftorah you have here that David rules for 33 years in Yerushalayim, Vahayomim Hashem Molach David al Yisrael, Yerushalayim Molach Shloishim V'Sholosh Shanim. Those are the 33 years that were missing from Yaakov Avinu, which the Zohar says that were given to David HaMelech, different pshat than the conventional understanding. It was the 70 years were given to him from the other 33 from Yaakov, 37 from Yosef, equal to 70, 70 years of David. We should talk about Zeichah to all of that and to his galus and bias of Mashiach Tzidkenu before Asara B'Tevis. And therefore, this Friday, we should all be able to eat, and be able to eat the Suda Erev Shabbos as we enter the Shabbos.